Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Remind you that Shocker Baseball broadcasts are available live for free here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. You can tune in tonight at 5:45. Wichita State in Stillwater taking on Oklahoma State. You can listen to it live on the air or download the Odyssey app and just search for KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you on this Tuesday. A lot of smoke up from Topeka last night, late afternoon. There's a lot of things happening, so we're going to bring in 12 News political reporter Sean Logging, who is all over all of this stuff. And, you know, it was sort of, Sean, like, in one hand, you have all the attention on some of the more lightning rod political issues right now, a huge tax debate going on right now that we're all interested in, right? And then later in the afternoon, you get to back to all of this business regarding trying to lure pro sports over to the state of Kansas. Now, quick backstory for everybody. You go way back when Kansas got betting. I think I told you, Sean, like that day, I'm like, you watch. Kansas is about to get betting because the Chiefs are potentially on the market. Boom. Bipartisan. All gets rammed through the fastest it had ever been done. Then you get Laura Kelly basically like talking a little trash on the state of Missouri saying, yeah, come on over. The failed vote happens in KCMO, in Jackson County there. Laura Kelly sort of backs off of that, the governor, and says, well, you know, we don't really have that much money anyway. And then yesterday, this debate on, well, what can we do to get them over? So what happened yesterday? What has changed here in the last couple of weeks, or where does this all stand?
Yeah, so it's kind of a last-minute thing. So the legislature essentially is going to be wrapping up the session as possibly soon as today. So, like, this is going to be a very quick process. But yesterday afternoon, there was a conference committee where the commerce committees for both the House and Senate that met. Basically, you have six lawmakers, and they're basically just working out this deal, essentially, that would create a program where they would use the STAR bonds that currently are already offered here in the state of Kansas to help essentially pay for the stadium and associated infrastructure costs to try to attract potentially the Chiefs, Royals, or another professional sports team to Kansas.
Sean, how much of this, from the state of Kansas perspective, is strategic versus opportunistic? Is this something that, do you think, in the back of lawmakers' minds, they've been interested in or wanting to maybe pursue for a long time? Or is this primarily, you know, fairly recent just because of the way that Missouri has handled the way that things have gone with the Chiefs and the Royals?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both here. So, of course, you had that professional sports fund that was created after sports betting became legal here in Kansas. That's created a little bit of money, a few million dollars, but it's definitely not enough to help essentially build a stadium or actually facilitate a team here in the state of Kansas. But of course, after that vote in Missouri here earlier this year, that kind of opened the floodgates, essentially. And so this is essentially another avenue that lawmakers are looking at to try to essentially lure a team here across state lines into Kansas. And, of course, the big question right now, too, is even though we have this conference committee here meeting yesterday, it sounds like there's essentially a deal between Senate and House on essentially this type of legislation. The big question now is, will it actually be supported by the full Senate and House bodies, which still have to vote on this?
So there is some, not much money that has been set aside from basically the gambling funds to help do this. I think that's what the governor was saying. We don't have nearly enough there, but it's something. Yeah. So what does a star bond then look like? Well, explain to folks what exactly a star bond is and how it affects all of our pocketbooks. Maybe it doesn't affect all of our pocketbooks, but maybe people just up there in that region. What does that look like when that happens?
Yeah, so a good example is, like, star bonds have been used for years here in Kansas and basically allows municipalities to essentially basically provide the bond, essentially the funding for a project, and then it will be paid back through sales tax revenue in the district or area around that project. A good example here in Wichita is the Riverfront Baseball Stadium development. That's a star bond project. And so basically every time you buy something in the Delano area, like the sales tax from that goes to help pay off that project. Another example here in Wichita is like K96 in Greenwich. That is also a star bond project. And so basically anytime you are buying or shopping or going to a restaurant there or anything like that, like part of that sales tax funding is going to help pay back that project.
I want to ask you about our governor, Laura Kelly, for a second. And I know that I think it was just a couple of years ago that she and Mike Parson in Missouri had kind of a little bit of a truce as far as, like, you know, not trying to steal businesses from the other state and that sort of thing. But then I know that, you know, Kelly was on record saying that that doesn't apply to professional sports teams. From the perspective of the governor's office, and even, you know, not just, you know, for the ability to attract one or both of these teams, but from a political standpoint, for her political future, is this something you feel like she would be really interested in pursuing and breaking that truce? Or what do you think the perspective is from the governor's mansion?
Well, the big thing, too, is, like, she's in her second term, so she has term limits, so she can't run for re-election here in 2 years. So basically, it kind of really doesn't help her, say, for an election. So, but, of course, like, anytime you can probably bring a professional sports team to Kansas, it's going to be a big deal for the state of Kansas. And so, like, of course, the governor will probably take any win that she can. The big question, though, too, is just, of course, what could Missouri or what could Jackson County still do to try to keep the Chiefs or Royals there or prevent a sports team from leaving the state?
It's interesting, Sean. So I was pretty surprised at the Jackson County outcome. I was surprised that it failed. I was definitely surprised by the margin. I don't think there's any way in the current climate that you're persuading that many voters to change their minds on any issue. I don't think Jackson County, by doing the extension, has any chance to get this done. That's an opportunity, I think, for the state of Kansas. Now, whether or not people want that opportunity, I guess, is a good question here. But I do think in general terms, there seems to be more of an appetite for the star bond avenue. I'm a little surprised Jackson County hasn't done that. I don't know if they even can do it in the state of Missouri. But I think, at least we've seen in recent history here, when you give people the opportunity to pay for things through sales tax, which is what they're doing in Jackson County anyway, but not like, I don't know, an added tax to, you know, just the regular income tax or using money that's already in the budget, it seems to me historically there is a better appetite for doing something like that. If the lawmakers wanted to do this and they can get this done and the chief said, all right, you know what, we'll do it. Do you think the public has the appetite for that? I kind of feel like they do here to do something like that. Because if you're in Sedgwick County, I mean, this doesn't cost you any money unless you're up there using the stadium, right?
Yeah, essentially, like, anytime you go up there, so if this happens, anytime you go up there and, like, shop at the neighboring businesses or restaurants, like, that's when you'd actually be paying for it, essentially. But, yeah, on the appetite for the state of Kansas, I don't know if I have a good answer for that. Of course, it's kind of a wait and see, essentially, to see if this actually gets through, gets becomes law, as it still needs to do. But of course, the lawmakers up in Topeka, at least the members of this conference committee, seem very willing to move forward with this effort. They seem like they were mentioning yesterday, they were talking about let's go get a professional sports team. So we'll see what happens in the legislature here, either today or tomorrow, potentially.
I know it's hard to tell, Sean, about the overall success rate of utilizing star bonds for projects because, you know, of course, you're waiting for the future to kind of play out, you know, to see if the sales tax revenue, you know, can really offset the cost of these projects. But knowing that Kansas has this in its back pocket, are there, I know you've listed some of the examples, at least in the Wichita area. Do you know about, like, early returns on some of these star bond projects and how successful they've been?
Yeah, so some other ones like Children's Mercy, the project for like Sporting KC, like that was used, had a star bond used, like the racetrack up in Kansas City, Wyandotte County as well. That was a star bond project. So those, I think the racetrack one, that's still being paid off, but like that was a larger project. And so like that's a more, like you're just basically, you have a bit more like of a longer term window to pay that off, of course. But like when it comes to the deal that lawmakers are working out for potentially getting a professional sports team, like they're looking at basically a 30-year window to pay back that project. And so basically it's very much a long-term investment. So if it provides a return on investment too, that's going to be a wait and see essentially.
Sean Logging joining us, 12 News political reporter. Sean's brain knows everything about everything. It's remarkable. We are very appreciative to have him at 12 News. By the way, on all this, you could follow him on Twitter for updates at KWCH Sean. That's S-H-A-W-N, not one of those weird S-H-A-U-Ns, Sean. So at KWCH Sean there to get the latest on this stuff. So where are we in the process then, Sean? If the legislative body pushes this through and says, yes, we want to do it, do they need both the House and Senate vote? And then if that happens, is the governor expected to sign off on that as we're sitting in the veto session right now, or would she veto? Where does she stand, I guess, on it, and where does this still need to go? Like, what are the steps that would still have to happen?
Yeah, so yesterday we had the conference committee. So basically now we'll go to the floor. So both the House and the Senate would need to basically pass it out. And then, of course, it would go to the governor's desk. She would have to either sign it, let it go into law without her signature, or veto it. And so where the governor is at this, it's going to be a calculation of whether she sees this as a good investment for Kansas, essentially. Like on the tax cut bill, like she's concerned about the long-term cost of that. So, of course, that's something she's going to be weighing is just kind of, is this going to be worth the interest and the time that Kansas has to spend to build this stadium, build the infrastructure around it, things like that. But of course, like overall, like if it has like a lot of bipartisan support, you can imagine the governor supporting it as well, because in the end, getting a professional sports team here in Kansas is going to be a good thing for essentially everyone.
I mean, she said she supported it when all of this first got rumbled around. She was kind of the torch carrier on making this noise in the first place, right?
Yeah, like recently she says like she's not going to be like actively pursuing it, but it sounds like initially she was very much open to either the Chiefs, potentially the Royals, kind of moving across state lines through to Kansas. So she's put herself out there as someone that is willing to at least explore this option. Whether or not she's actually going to be the one that's the driving force behind it, that kind of still has to be seen.
Okay. Well, Sean, we appreciate it. We really appreciate you hopping on here with us. I know you've got a busy day there at 12 News. Again, follow along with Sean on his social media pages. I try to goad Sean into taking a stand on some of these things all the time. He won't do it. So you're going to get a straight down the middle, great representation of all of this stuff. Follow Sean. He's the best in town at this. We appreciate it, Sean. I know you got a busy day. Thanks for hopping on here with us for a few minutes.
No worries, Jacob. No worries, Tommy. Take care.
All right, there goes Sean Logging. I can't get Sean to do it. We can do it, Tommy, though. We can banter about this a little bit.
Yeah.
It is interesting, and I don't take stances on this stuff, you know, intentionally too, because of what I do for a living over there at 12 News. But I do like exploring the intricacies of it and trying to get a feel for it. I want to know, like, what is the appetite here for this? I think star bonds are generally pretty popular. They do make sense to me. I kind of like the idea of them because it at least, you know, sometimes when we give tax incentives and advantages to here, let me start that back just a little bit. So on the same day, we're getting pushback and trying to figure out, we got this huge surplus. Like, I'm a business owner now. All of our property taxes, if you own a house, have gone up at just a stupid, absurd, obscene amount in recent years. Like, we'd all like to get a little of our money back, right? So then you have this situation where it's like, okay, well, the state also wants to spend money on this. I do always feel like there's more of an appetite to pay that stuff through sales tax, right? So it doesn't really impact the budget as much. It's sales tax driven. And the other thing that makes sense on those to me is it's paid for in the area it's being used. The economic benefit of having the Chiefs in the state of Kansas, no matter what, you know, PowerPoint they present, doesn't really impact us that much in Sedgwick County.
Yeah.
Unless we go up there and use it, right? Now, it really impacts them up there, right? Jobs, you know, tourism dollars, all of that stuff going into effect up there. Totally. How do you pay for that, though, at a state level when it doesn't affect everybody the same way? Well, sales tax in the area it's driven has always made sense to me, rather than big tax cuts to mega companies coming in. We don't always see the benefit of where those are placed, no matter where they're placed. In case. Same vice versa, too. If something comes into Wichita, does it really benefit the people in Garden City? Probably not. So it's always an interesting strategic debate and discussion to see how these things come up. But I do think star bonds typically are a little bit more popular than just straight up tax, you know, incentives.
The only thing that I wonder about, and I know that nobody has a crystal ball, so, you know, it's hard to really be able to track this. And I asked Sean this question: what's the early returns on success rates for star bond projects? If you're talking about 30 years down the line, you know, it'll be our kids that will know, you know, well, that's true, but there's not, when it comes to a lease, there's not, you know, the tax revenue that's being generated, you know, to pay for it at that point. So I feel like, I just wonder, if you get 30 years down the line, what happens if a project doesn't generate enough revenue to pay for the entire project at the end of the 30 years? Then at that point,
I assume you pay for you is pay, the you
next
pick up the
is
tab.
The next generation then responsible for paying off the remainder? You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that I wonder about when it comes.
Probably.
And I may have I may not fully understand the exact way that, you know, all the star bonds work.
I just looked up some of the results actually.
Yeah.
On how these star bond things have issued out, and there was an audit that I found back from 2020, and that's some of the more recent stuff I could find, but it was a report about how star bond money was working in the state of Kansas, and basically it was coming up short. It was coming up fairly short on expectations, tourism, all sorts of things. However, they said very much specifically that it was something along the lines of almost 80% of the star bonds issued that up to that point had been for Village West, that area up in the Kansas City area where they have the NASCAR track,
the Speedway, and
Children's Mercy Park and all that stuff. And they specifically left that out of the audit because they said it would have entirely changed the tone of the audit. So when looking into it,
in a negative way?
No, in a positive way. When you actually bring Village.
So that tourism area was maybe the outlier as far as
in a good way.
In a good way, as far as the success rate of star bonds.
In fact, it pays for the rest of the star bond projects.
Wow. Okay.
By itself.
Yeah. So I don't know what the percentage is. I should have asked Sean that. I don't know if it's like a set percentage or if that's variable. But if it's sales tax driven. I mean, if you're talking, I'm going to just make up a number, okay? So, because I don't know, and I don't like to do that, but just for the sake of this discussion, let's say it's 2%. Because it's not that. What was it, 0.75 on something like that on every cent or something? I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, when you're considering, let's take the Chiefs specifically, because I do want to also discuss which of these teams Kansas should be interested in. But if you're putting, you know, 70,000 people in a stadium 30 times a year, right? So I don't know how many events they have at Arrowhead, but let's say that's 2.1 million people. I mean, what are they paying for an average ticket to get into Arrowhead for a concert, whatever? $100?
$100 probably,
right?
Yeah.
$100? Minimum. You know, so you're looking at, now that's what, let's...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think that's $2 billion, right? 210 million dollars. So that's just the ticket portion, right? That's not the concessions. And then let's say it would be a 2% sales tax on that. I mean, that's $4.2 million, right? So if you've got a $2 billion project, you know, which it probably the Chiefs are going to get into. Nah, that's not going to be that high. Let's say it's a $1 billion stadium. How many zeros is that? Good Lord. That's 100 million. That's a billion there.
Doing basic math here on Sports Daily.
Divided by 4.2 million. You know, that's 238 years that would take. So it's obviously going to have to be more than that. But you got concessions. I mean, these venues aren't making all their money. And that doesn't consider either everything that goes around that stadium, all of that food, all of that hotel, all of that everything, and whatever that district ends up being also gets that same tax. I mean,
don't you think, though, and I'm not trying to be negative about the Star Bonds process, because I know that there have been things that have been successful, and there have been things in our own community that we wouldn't have as far as amenities and things like that without Star Bonds.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to be negative about the Star Bond process. But don't you think there's, you know, maybe a slight concern that maybe all we're doing with all of these projects is just kicking the can down the road? And, you know, then ultimately, like, we're kind of mortgaging the future, and then the bill's going to come due at the end of 30 years, and our kids aren't going to, like, they're going to have to pay for all of this stuff that we want to have right now. I mean, that I'm not saying it's a bad thing overall, because I do understand it's a popular way to generate tourism dollars and have, you know, all of these brand new amenities without passing down the tax burden right away to the taxpayers. but eventually that bill's going to come due. I think that would be the only thing that would concern me slightly.
It is. I think you have to think about it too. Not every situation is the same. Not just so like, let's say LA, right? LA doesn't need to be doing star bonds to bring anything in. They don't, you know, LA is LA already. Whether they have whatever, you know, it doesn't really matter. And that's probably part of the reason you had an ownership group just paying for their own stadium. It doesn't really add to the appeal of LA. I mean, it does to some degree, right?
People are coming to LA regardless.
Right. In Kansas, one of the challenges our state has absolutely is still bringing people into the state of Kansas.
And getting people to spend their money in this state and live here, work here,
correct.
All of that.
Yes.
I get that. I understand that.
So I think you can't look at every situation the same way. And so there's also an opportunity to pull money from across the street here, which is got some appeal, right? If you're looking at that, and we're competitive as a state, and we do want to compete economically with Missouri as a state. I think that stuff is important. It is important. And so there's all different ways that this happens. And I think the problem is we try to loop them all together. So, you know, does bringing a battery plant to the KC Mo area and giving them this huge tax incentive, just flat tax break, right? That's not a star bond issue. Does that benefit us here? That's a good debate to have, right? Because our tax dollars do go to bring that here. There's no question about that. Our tax dollars don't really, unless this doesn't get paid for, and that's why you have to really look at, you know, past history. And, you know, if in fact the, you know, Children's Mercy NASCAR area is wildly successful, which it sounds like based on what Jad was able to find, it is, and we can look at that, then, yeah, I think you have to look at them all differently. The reality is, at the same time this is being discussed in Topeka, Kansas has $3 billion of surplus, right? So somewhere that when they made the decision to build a NASCAR track and soccer stadium, kick that can down the road. How long ago did that happen? 20 years now? Are we 20 years into that? Probably.
Maybe not quite, but we're close, I would think.
I mean, we're not sitting there. We got a $3 billion tax surplus right now. So, I mean, you know, and that's a different debate. Like, give us some of our money back. And I wanted to give Sean a hard time to ask him about that, but I'm not going to do that because he's just not going to take my bait. But like, they're debating how to get some of us our money back right now because they have too much of it. And I appreciate that, right? Governments should try to operate at zero, right? You shouldn't try to operate with a surplus or a deficit. You should try to operate at zero. It's not like a business. We, you know, a business, you want to operate all in the, you know, all in the black and have this great surplus. That's great. A government needs to operate at net zero, right? Can we pay for what we've got? And everything else should come back to the people in theory. So a star bond doesn't really impact that, at least in the way I've always understood star bonds. But you have to look at the research, right? If there's a history of failing with star bonds, you don't want to do that. But it doesn't sound like there is with this particular venture. It sounds like in this particular venture, it's probably been successful, which is probably why there's an appetite for it.
Yeah, and I guess you're right. We are over 20 years from that area. 2002 is when Village West opened. Kansas Speedway opened in 2001. Legends Field opened in 2002. Children's Mercy is a little bit newer. That opened in 2011. But still, that entire area, we're now over 20 years from there.
The other thing that's really interesting on this to me, it's hard to ever get a true sense of what a politician's feeling, because even more than their pro football team, a politician loves their politics more, right? So I don't get the sense that pro sports stadiums have a particular like left right by like, you know, where, you know, where people will fall based on what. I don't know that pro sports really has
they're gonna look at free enterprise. I mean, like, that's gonna be kind of the
no I mean driver. What I'm saying is, like, you can take a lot of political issues and you can know where a politician stands based on the letter in front of their name. I don't think that's the case with pro sports teams. So I do think we actually have an opportunity to get healthy debate, discussion, and everything, because it's pretty bipartisan. There isn't really a hard line on these things. So I'm curious to see what comes out of it. Like, what are the numbers? Does this make sense? It's a big opportunity. There's no doubt about that. When we come back, is it just Chiefs? Should it be Chiefs Royals? Like, what should we be interested in here in this circumstance that is presenting itself for the state of Kansas? It's Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Caster. Fun discussion today. This stuff is really interesting to me. We'll talk about it more next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.